to give him credit for a son of a gun of a gun, it was he.
Shouting praise the Lord, we're on a mighty mission, Lord.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. It's Black Rebel Regiment Radio and the news we can all use. I'm your host, Paul Waldmiller. Welcome. Welcome, my friends. Welcome back. Today is Friday, the 6th of December, 2019. Yep, another episode and another fine Friday, this time in the month of December. Yes, welcome, my friends. Welcome to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for downloading, for listening into today's podcast. Yep, again, I'm Paul Waldmiller. If you're a first-time listener, a special thank you to you for listening in. And you might be saying, Paul Waldmiller, news you can use. Who and what are you? Me? I'm a nobody. In the scheme of life, I'm an absolutely nobody. But I do share with you the news you can use with a biblical perspective. B-I-B-L-E. That's the book for me. And hopefully the book for you as well. That's the manual for life. It is. And we see plain as day. I mean, it's really out there, folks. What our nation has become very, very, very extremely far from Jesus and the Bible. And now we have nothing but pure chaos in this country. I mean, crazy? Ho-ho-ho. Folks, you may say, you know, you may be like 40 years old or older listening in right now. You may be saying, man, it's crazy out there. I've never seen it like it. Oh, hang on. Hang on. It's going to get worse. Now, you may be saying also, oh, you're such a naysayer, Paul Waldmiller. You're so negative. No. The Bible says it's going to get worse. It's supposed to get worse. Not that it's okay. Not that we should partake in making things worse or allowing it to get worse or just remain quiet as most people, most Americans and most in the West do. Let's face it. Most Americans, most in the West have just become fat, lazy, and apathetic. Oh, ouch. That hurt, Paul. That hurt. Well, we do tell the biblical truth here in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1 through 9. Hey, you read it. I'm not saying anything that's not in the Bible. We are in the end times, and this is how people are going to be. Even so-called religious folks and so-called Christians. There's a lot of people out there who call themselves Christians, and man, they are not. They are anything but Christians. They're not Christians. Jesus said, you shall know them by their fruit. Nope, not pineapples, not oranges, apples or pears. No, he was talking about the things that people say and do. You shall know them. And we only have one way to compare a so-called Christian, if, you know, to test them. Let's test their fruit. You know, a lot of folks will quote Matthew chapter 7, verses 1 through 3, or verse 1, you know, judge not, judge not. That's the first words out there. The Bible says, judge not. No, wait a minute. That's Jesus talking about us not being hypocritical. Don't partake in sins. You know, don't start, you know, calling people out for being involved in adultery. If you yourself are involved in adultery, don't go poking your finger in somebody's eye that's an alcoholic when you yourself are taking swigs of alcohol yourself. So that's what Jesus was talking about. Jesus wants us to judge fruit. We're fruit inspectors. I heard a pastor say that once, and it's true. We are fruit inspectors. Let me see your fruit. let me see what you're doing, what you're saying, and we'll be able to tell. So when I talk negative and I tell the truth about people like T.D. Jakes, Joel Osteen, Benny Hinn, Paula White, I don't know, I could just go on and on, that they are wolves, they're not Christians. Hey, you know, I'm just looking at their fruit. They do not share the Bible. They share some form of religion, some cult, actually, where they make themselves rich. They all have some sort of wacky Ponzi scheme going on. And that's how they have these multi-million dollar houses, because they run a Ponzi scheme. And unfortunately, the government, you know, they don't get involved because they fall under that tax exempt status, and you know, they can pay themselves what they want. And number two, Christians don't hold them account. I shared on this yesterday, and please allow me to share in case you didn't tune in yesterday. There's a lot of people that fall into this game. It's a religious game or a church game. Where they say, well, we don't talk bad about pastors. We don't talk bad about that church down the road. You know, my friends, listen, if someone or, you know, some church, some pastor, some people are involved in sin, the Bible tells us how to be involved and expose them. Matthew, Jesus gave an example. If they are true Christians, Matthew chapter 18, write that down. Matthew chapter 18, there's a process, or as my Canadian and British friends will say, there's a process, okay? There's a process and how to deal with that. Now, if they're not true Christians, you just, listen, you warn others. You call them out. And that's Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11. So there you go. We share, you know, Bible stuff here. And if your pastor, listen, if your pastor is telling you, you know, just stay quiet. Just pray for them. That is not the biblical answer. That's not from the Bible. You need to dump that pastor. Fire him immediately. Go to your board of elders or whoever and say, this pastor needs to be fired. Now, you may say, well, that's not biblical. Yes, it is. That's what should be going on in America. And unfortunately, the Bible talks about that as well. You know, in the end times, people will be looking for itching ear pastors. Yeah, itching ear. What does that mean, itching ear? Well, you know, that or itchy ear, or depending on how you translate the Greek, it's either itchy ear or tickling ear pastors. So in the end times, people will look for so-called pastors or shepherds who will just they'll hire people that will tell them what they want to hear, not what the Bible says, but what they want to hear. And those, my friends, Jesus referred to as wolves in sheep's clothing. Now, you may be saying, man, you're brutal, Paul. No. Again, I'm sharing from the Bible. I want to strongly encourage you, for several reasons, to really study the Bible and where we're at, not just for Bible prophecy, but this is a self-check. And you know what? Christmas is coming. I know many of you will be celebrating Christmas, New Year's, and yeah, I mean, less than a month away, we're already in the year 2020. And it's entering a new year, it gives us all an opportunity to have a new perspective or a renewed perspective. So I want to strongly encourage all of you to really dig deep And if you don't know Jesus or the Bible, hey, read John chapter 3. You know, when you go to those sports games, you see those banners hanging up all over there, or sometimes you see them, John 3:16. Yeah, that John chapter 3. Just don't read John chapter 3:3 or 3:16. Read the whole chapter. You read the words what Jesus said you needed to do. And then hop on over to Matthew chapter 7, verses 20 through 23, where Jesus said, many, he didn't say a handful, he said, many will not be allowed in the kingdom of heaven, despite people saying that they know him. And that should, not that God wants to frighten us into salvation or scare us, he loves us, but, you know, let's make sure that we're following the correct Jesus, capital J, you know, from the Bible. Not a religious Jesus, not a false Ponzi scheme Jesus, not a get rich Jesus, but the Jesus of the Bible. Amen? Amen. Let's do that. Okay. Now what we will do, why don't we just jump into some of the news we can use before we take our first commercial break. And as you most of you know, President Trump is running for re-election, as well as being beaten down by the Democrats, and he's going to be impeached. Let's face it. I mean, the Democrats have it in their mind. Hell or high water, they are going to impeach President Trump. They're going to do it. And there's no way of getting out of it. He's going to be impeached. There's going to be a trial in the Senate where more than likely the charges will be thrown out. He'll be found not guilty. And but anyways, President Trump is always getting death threats. His people are getting death threats, his supporters. So an organization known as Oath Keepers, and I receive this all the time, a little bit of self-disclosure, I am a member of Oath Keepers. I don't know how much longer I will stay with this organization. I'm also a member of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. But Oath Keepers, for every event lately, has been asking for volunteers for security details. So that's one of the articles I want to share and put that out there. If you are interested in volunteering, you're more than welcome to do that, of course, but I wanted to alert you to that. Next article that I have is from freedomoutpost.com. Husband, a Democrat, took $700,000 from firms tied to Ukrainian oligarch accused of ordering contract killings. Now, this is a Democrat. And the more that we find out about the Democrats, you know, and I shared about this earlier regarding Christians, right? Matthew chapter 7, folks, you know, judge not. In here, obviously, you know, I have never met a Bible-believing, born-again Christian who is also a Democrat. I've never met one. If I have, I don't remember. And I couldn't imagine any Bible-believing, born-again Christian, Jesus follower, that would be a Democrat. You know, why would you do that or even be a Republican? I mean, Republicans are just as bad as Democrats. Now listen, before you go turning me off here, listen to me, listen out loud. It's not that I hate Republicans or even hate Democrats. I'm just telling the truth here. The Bible is what the Bible is. You know, it tells us who belongs to him, what needs to be done, and that's the name of that Bible, where we need to be. I mean, it's sad to say, but Democrats, this woman who lambasting and looking to vote for impeachment of Trump, her husband took $700,000 from a company tied to the Ukrainian oligarch. Now, I'm glad that it's out there, but what will be done? I don't know what will be done. I'm just, you know, at that place where, at least for me anyways, I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted with this government. And you should be too. Disgusted with, I'm just disgusted with our courts, our government, everything that they say or do. It's not only anti-God, anti-Bible, but it's anti-U.S. Constitution. It's not good. Here's an article now from WorldNetDaily.com. Charity that Chick-fil-A now funds has hosted drag queen story for children. You know, I don't understand. For Chick-fil-A was supposedly owned by a Christian company, and now all these stories are coming out. I mean, this is a new story, folks. Just yesterday, it came out yesterday late. It's via the Western Journal, and I'll read to you from this article. Christians who have patronized fast food giant Chick-fil-A will likely be disappointed again now that it can be confirmed that the restaurant chain is planning on giving millions of dollars to organizations blatantly in favor of LGBT causes. You can, you know, go to WorldNet Daily. You can read more of this article. I'm not a big chicken fan. You know, I believe I've been to Chick-fil-A only once in my life. I've been to Popeyes maybe 4 or 5 times in my life. You know, I don't eat a lot of chicken. But folks, end time stuff. You say end times. Yes, in the Bible. The Bible talks about many will, in the end times, will fall away. For a long time, Chick-fil-A was known as a Christian company. And, you know, they were closed on Sundays. I mean, you know, they were supported, heavily supported, because of their, you know, the owners and those owners. And I don't know if there's board members. I don't know if they're publicly traded, but a Christian-owned company. But come to find out, on the sly, I guess they're not. Sad. Very sad. But it is, you know, we can look at the Bible and see that this stuff is going to continue. Hey, you know what? We do have that time of our podcast where we need to take our first commercial break. So why don't we pause, take our commercial break. But I just want to share with you before we go, I promise we'll come back and share more of the news we can all use. So please don't go away. We will be right back. My friends, were you aware that you can advertise with us here at Black Robe Regiment Radio? Yes, you can. You can certainly advertise with us. We would love to hear from you if you have a business, organization, and or a church. Please contact me. My email address is paul@brrradio.com. That's paul@brrradio.com. Contact me if interested in advertising with us. We have very cheap, low, reasonable rates if you have a business, organization, and or a church. Several ways for you to advertise with us. Number one way is obviously on air. We will give you up to 60 seconds on our podcast to advertise with us. If you're interested in that and maybe something else, we also have an opportunity for you to advertise with us on our website. Our website address is blackroberegimentradio.com, blackroberegimentradio.com. Please don't visit blackroberegimentradio.com quite yet. Not yet, please, but after the podcast, visit blackroberegimentradio.com and our store. That's right, we have a store there. I want to encourage everyone to visit our store and buy some of our items. We have novelty t-shirts for sale as well as my book for sale. A great book for personal and or group Bible study. So, if you would, buy a few of each items. Christmas is coming. You're looking for gifts. These t-shirts and book would make a wonderful Christmas gift. So, buy at least one of each if you can, if you wish to. Okay, again, if you're interested in advertising with us, simply send me an email. My email address is paul@brrradio.com. Now, back to the news we can all use. Okay, folks, we are back, and going to our next article today. This is from ToddStarnes.com. ToddStarnes.com. And he has an article entitled, "Isn't it refreshing to have a president who celebrates the reason for the season?" I noticed yesterday, President Trump and his wife Melania lit the White House Christmas tree. It was beautiful. Yeah, and she's decorated the White House once again. Now, I don't want to burst your bubble and make you all upset. Please don't send me any more hate mail. Christmas is a pagan holiday. The origination is, of course, pagan. It is not a Christian holiday. However, you know, I shared this information yesterday. A longtime foreign missionary a number of years ago, we were talking about some things, and he said, you know, if God can use a donkey, he can certainly use X, Y, and Z. So, kind of taking what he said and sharing with you, yes, God can use a pagan holiday and, and turn it for his good and his glory. Amen. So, you know, that's where I'm at with it. I'm not a big fan of Christmas or Easter, which is another pagan holiday. The origination is, you know, and it was turned into a religious holiday, but it's a pagan holiday. Just so you know. Next article, TennesseeStar.com. TennesseeStar.com. Nearly 80,000 illegal aliens carried in an arrest record before winning DACA approval, government data shows. So, we know that in the Supreme Court, I don't know if it's there right now, but at some point, I believe there's going to be a trial or hearing. Maybe it already has, and I missed it, on DACA to see if it's even legal. It shouldn't be legal. It was signed into law by Barack Obama as a presidential proclamation. It was not signed in by the law via the Constitution. It was signed in by a proclamation, according to Barack Obama. And Trump says, you know, we need to get rid of it for that reason. It wasn't signed into law. And, you know, the courts have upheld DACA. And that's another reason why we cannot trust our courts, judges, or lawyers, because most of them are political hacks. They're political hacks. We have political hacks on our Supreme Court. Not all of them. I mean, you know, as much as I deeply admire Clarence Thomas, Justice Clarence Thomas, I really admire him, you know, for being really a constitutionalist. But even he has flaws. Even he has made unconstitutional decisions. I just don't have time to go into which ones, but, you know, even he has had bad decisions. So, you know, this is where we're at. This is, unfortunately, where we are at in this country. Can't trust any of these judges, any of them. Continuing with illegal aliens, here's an article via the PoochTimes.com. ICE officials say that criminal illegal immigrants target sanctuary cities. Of course they do, because they have free reign there. They have free licenses, driver's licenses, I should say. They get public housing, public, you know, food stamps, and all sorts of free stuff. Well, it's not free. None of that is free, and none of that is free. It costs the taxpayer. That would be you, right? That would be you. Billions of dollars every year. Shouldn't be, but that's why we're at where we're at. Let's see. Next article now. DailyMail.co.uk. 40 homes in Ohio evacuated after homemade nuclear reactor burns owner. Okay. Next article in my list, neonettle.com. Kazakhstan begins chemical castration of pedophiles. 2,000 injections lined up. Yeah. SovereignNations.com is Hong Kong fights for civil liberties. Leftists in America fight to take ours away. I've mentioned it many times, and I'm just going to throw this in there really quick. If you're one of our faithful listeners, please pardon me for mentioning this once again. I've been to Hong Kong, yes, in 1997, but there's like a million Christians in Hong Kong. There's churches everywhere with Bible-believing Christians in that city. So, you know, when you see them flying the American flag and say, God bless America, because so many of them love America, love Jesus. So we should be supporting our brothers and sisters in Christ, especially in Hong Kong. And if we're going to follow the Bible, we're going to physically remove those leftists here in America. There was a time that we in America, what we used to do, we used to tar, feather, and run out on a rail bad politicians, judges, lawyers, and communists. I think we need to get back to that again. Okay. Let's see. What else do we have here? I'm trying to find some good ones here for you. Businessinsider.com. 13 Marines agreed to be kicked out of the military after being accused of human smuggling and drug trafficking. That is an update of some, I believe they were charged like a year ago, and this has been going on for quite a while. NewYorkDailyNews.com, Alabama family spots thieves that stole their Christmas presents, hold them at gunpoint until police arrive. That's what I'm talking about, folks. You know, are these people from Alabama? Are they Christians? I don't know. But you know, this is the right thing to do. Now, you know, this is an older article. I bring it up because, well, you know, I mean, it's an older article, but this is the right thing to do. Hopefully, you know, that sort of stuff ends. You know, a man or a woman with a gun can prevent a lot of crime. Amen. NapleNews.com. Language barrier in Southwest Florida's growing Mayan community hinders justice for toddlers. Brutal rape. We need to get rid of illegal aliens here. When you bring in a terrorist, a invader, these things are going to happen. We need to really get rid of these illegal aliens. I mean, I could just go on and on and on and on, you know, about President Trump, but I'm not going to. Not today. Fox59.com. Mother pleads guilty to murder and beating death of 5-year-old A.J. Freund. So many children. Yeah, you know, I haven't talked about this in quite a while. But, you know, the most innocent in our country, those with disabilities, elderly and children are the most often hurt. It's a shame. It's but that's where we are in America. It's the job of every Christian, every real Christian, to protect widows and orphans, children, and the most weak in our society. That's our job. It's not the government's job. It's our job. Here's an interesting article via illegalaliencrimereport.com. For one Vietnam vet, combat was safer than his own street. I'm going to read some of that article to you. And I know I'm reading a few extra articles today regarding illegal aliens. But listen, let's not forget about what's going on. Here we go. Brand new article from today. On November 10th, 2019, only hours before Veterans Day, a proud Marine was struck in front of his Norristown, Pennsylvania home by a drunk driver. That very proud Marine was 67-year-old Samuel W. Jackson Jr. He was hit as he exited his vehicle by a Toyota Scion being driven by Nemias Perez Severiano, an illegal alien from Mexico. Not only was Jackson hit by Severiano, but the illegal alien dragged the veteran under his car for at least 50 feet, according to investigators. The Mexican national then quickly fled the scene, leaving Jackson's body lying in the cold street, the Marine reported. Folks, now, I'm going to say this, and don't take any offense to it. It may not be you, but there's a lot of apathetic Americans out there that may be saying, if they heard this story, saying, "Whoa, I'm glad that didn't happen to me," and that's the end of it. No. I want to strongly suggest, in your community, you need to begin, start, organize, put together your local volunteer deportation force. Because your daughter, your wife, your family relative may be killed, murdered, raped, or hurt next. You say, "Oh, it'll never happen to me." That is an open invitation, my friends, for God to say, "You know what? I heard you, and I'm going to send something to disrupt your life to get you uncomfortable." That's the best way that I can say it. Now, is your daughter going to be, or wife be raped? I'm not saying that, but you know what? You curse yourself. If you claim to be a Christian, especially, you curse yourself. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you fall under the curse. That's what the Bible says. So you need Jesus, and you need to do and say the things that Jesus said to do. And very simply, folks, very, very simply, you need to do the things that Jesus said to do. By removing unrepentant evil, illegal aliens come here. They're not here legally. That's why they're called illegal aliens. They are invaders. I mentioned that earlier in the podcast. You need to organize. Buy a bus, a group of you, family members, friends, neighbors. Buy a used bus. Buy nylon zip strips. And round up the illegal aliens, put them on a bus, and drive them all to Mexico. Yeah, you know, it may cost you $5,000-$10,000 to round up 40 or 50 illegal aliens, you know, men, women, and kids, and deport them. You do it. The government is not doing it. Trump is not doing it. ICE is not doing it. USCIS, the Congress are not doing it. They don't care about you. They don't care that you're a spouse or you get hurt. My friends, they don't care if your daughter or wife is raped. They don't care. They may say something, but they don't mean it. The courts don't care. They don't care about you, because if they cared, they would be removing the illegal aliens here, folks. They would be removing the illegal aliens. So, get together. If you don't know how to get your neighbors together, figure it out. It's pretty easy to do. Okay, well, you know what? We are at that place where we need to take another commercial break. So why don't we take another commercial break? And when we come back, we'll have some more of the news we can all use. My friends, were you aware that you can advertise with us here at Black Rope Regiment Radio? Yes, you can. You can certainly advertise with us. If you have a business, organization, and or a church, we would love to hear from you if you are interested. My email address is paul@brrradio.com, paul@brrradio.com. Please email me with the word rate or rates in the header. I'll be happy to send out an email to you with our very cheap and reasonable rates. We have several ways for you to advertise with us. Number one is obviously is on air. We will give you up to 60 seconds to advertise with us here at Black Rope Regiment Radio and the news you can use. Yep. And another way you can advertise with us is on our website, which is blackroberegimentradio.com, blackroberegimentradio.com. Please don't visit blackroberegimentradio.com quite yet. Wait until after the podcast. Visit blackroberegimentradio.com and our store. Everyone visit our store. Christmas is coming. We sell novelty t-shirts. And we sell my book, a wonderful personal and or group Bible study tool. Both are wonderful. Both items are wonderful. Great Christmas items that are Christmas gifts that you can give to anyone, really. And you, by doing so, by purchasing from us, we get to share the podcast longer and with more folks. So please, go ahead and order some of those items from BlackRoberegimentRadio.com today. Okay, now back to the news we can all use. Okay, folks, we are back looking for that next article. You know, I talked a little bit about the impeachment earlier, you know, early on in the podcast, and I just want to share with you, there's an opinion piece from TrendingRightWing.com, Democrat impeachment witness tied to Bloomberg News lies under oath. You know, it's hard. It's very difficult to trust anyone these days. It's getting bad out there, folks. It's just, you know, it's a shame, but that's where we're at. Statesman.com, Austin School District approves revised sex education curriculum. We are seeing lots of parents that have chosen to homeschool. I often strongly encourage parents that have their children in public schools to get them out. This article is a few months old, but I mentioned this article so that I can strongly encourage you, if you have your children in public schools, get them out. Here is an article now from thefederalist.com entitled, "The Feds Can Get Your Phone Records and Emails Without a Warrant." You know, you say, well, that's horrible. Well, folks, you know, we do not go by the Constitution anymore. We haven't in over 100 years. In every day, more and more of our Constitution is ignored. And it's, I'm not saying funny, I'm not laughing at Devin Nunes, the congressman, but he was on Fox News last night complaining that Adam Schiff got a hold of, through, I believe, AT&T, got phone records, and without a warrant, got Devin Nunes's list of phone calls. And I don't know if he's, you know, has a transcript. You know, I know that there's a list of who Devin Nunes called. I don't know if Schiff can actually hear phone conversations. I don't believe so. But, you know, there's a phone record of who Devin Nunes was calling, the congressman. And Schiff got it without a warrant. I mean, holy crap. Without a warrant. It was just asked for. So this is the government. I'm telling you, the government can just do whatever it wants. The police does whatever it wants. And when you go into government courts, they're going to protect the government. You know, the slimy cops, the slimy FBI, the slimy politicians, the slimy lawyers, whoever. They can just do whatever they want, however they want, without recourse. And even if you get a lawyer, understand this. Lawyers are not bound to their clients. They are bound by their own bar association to the courts. Do you understand? They are friends of the court. They practice law in their courts. These are not constitutional courts. These courts are run through unconstitutional courts that use admiralty law, not constitutional law. You need to understand that, folks. I wish I had a lot of time just to go on and just share and describe why, but you know, that is that's where we're at. You know, that's where we are in America. And until Americans decide they really want the Constitution back and they start physically removing unconstitutional terrorists in our government, courts, cops, so on and so forth, it's only going to get worse. MercuryNews.com editorial, California can't account for billions of education dollars. Of course they can't. Next article, FoxBusiness.com. Iran says United States must pay $130 billion after court ruling against Trump administration. Like, I mean, I know there was a lot of money that, you know, what was it, $1.5 billion that Obama gave? And he's not in jail? He should be in jail, but yeah. Anyways, moving along. This is from ncronline.org. A lawsuit, McCarrick victim told Pope of sex abuse in 1988. Just another story in the saga of the Catholic Church and sex abuse. There's been trials here in the U.S. I don't know how many millions or billions of dollars were awarded. And this stuff still goes on. Every day, just about... you know, more victims are coming out. Are all of them telling the truth? Probably not. You know, there are always people, and always will be people that make false allegations. But the vast majority of those making allegations against the Catholic Church, well, they're real victims. It's horrible. Okay, well, I see I'm running out of time. I'm going to take another quick break. And when we come back, we will finish up. So please don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. My friends, are you aware that you can advertise with us here at Black Robe Regiment Radio? Yes, you can. You can certainly advertise with us. We would love to hear from you if you have a business, organization, and or a church. Contact me for that information. My email address is paul@brrradio.com. Now, back to the news we can all use. Okay, folks, we are back again. That's right. Thank you for all of you that support this podcast. Please share this podcast. I got to go. I got to run. It's Friday. I got things to do, but hopefully we got to some of the news you can use today. Hey, share this podcast with others. Thank you so very much for doing so. And finally, if you don't know Jesus of the Bible, read John chapter 3 for yourself. See what he has to say. It's important stuff. Wouldn't be sharing it if it wasn't important. Okay, folks, like I said, got to go, got to run, got things to do, people to see. Have a wonderful and blessed as well. Safe weekend. God bless. Lord willing, we will be back on Monday. Take care now. God bless. Bye-bye.